here with us today from the Community Cancer Center, and they're here to talk about a major fundraising effort that's coming up here. And thanks for coming in today. I sure appreciate you taking some time out of your day and coming here to talk to us. But do you guys feel like sometimes in a kind of an odd way that people who have gone through the cancer experience, if you want to, they almost seem like they're part of your family? You always sit down and start talking about, well, here's what happened to me and here's what happened to you, and it relieves you in some ways, in other ways it makes you not feel good, but in this case this is all good.
Absolutely.
Am I making any sense to anybody here today?
Total sense, Dan.
You can just throw paper clips at me. Use a rubber band like that. Well, let's talk about the big fundraiser that's coming up next week. It's called Cancer Bites. I like that. Barb, tell me about it.
Cancer Bites came out of an idea of a fundraiser to benefit support services at the Community Cancer Center. And the idea is to have small bites of food. We're going to have that catered by Biagi's, and some wine, a little beer, I understand, and a jazz quintet by the Brian Chobin Jazz Quintet. So we're excited about that. It's going to be an awesome evening.
Yeah. And this is going to be at the center, is
that correct? It is. I don't know if the audience is aware that we underwent a major addition and renovation. They moved in last summer and over doubled the size. So in that expansion is just a beautiful new center, and also Healing Garden. And on Monday night, we just dedicated the Labyrinth. So we're hoping to have kind of flowing outdoors. If the weatherman will cooperate with us, we'll be inside, outside, give everybody a chance to see everything that's new at the Cancer Center.
Now, you know I do give out Dan Sweeney weather guarantees, either platinum or gold, depending on how far out we are from the what date is this again?
It is next Thursday night. So we will hope for your top award.
You want the platinum one? That doesn't cost anymore. I tell people
Okay, we'll take it.
All right, let me think about it, but I could put the Dan Sweeney guarantee. And you know what? I like to say it works all the time, but it's only missed once. So, and that's out of about 3,000 times.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good.
We'll go with those odds.
Yeah, tell me about the Labyrinth, because I saw some information about that on Facebook yesterday, and I was fascinated by the concept of what it is.
Yes. Candy, I'll let you maybe talk a little bit more about it, or maybe we'll have to kind of tag team.
No, let Candy do it by herself. She has to be a big girl here one of these days.
Well, I think the Labyrinth was another additional wellness program that we have available for our patients and caregivers. And what's unique about the Labyrinth is it's outside of the gate, so it is accessible to the community. And, you know, you can access it just right off of Constitution Trail. Mm-hmm. It's on the side of the Cancer Center, adjacent to our Healing Garden, which is yet another wellness, beautiful wellness project that we incorporated into the new building when we renovated a year ago.
Don't you think that people, when they hear things like Healing Garden and Labyrinth, and if they've never gone through the experience of cancer or being sick at all, they don't know yet how to appreciate how much that does for your mental health, mm-hmm. and at a time when you really need it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why we wanted it to be the Labyrinth to be accessible to our community,
mm-hmm.
Because we all have, you know, it's somewhat, you know, managing your stress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a preventative approach to cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we're really excited about it.
Every little bit helps, mm-hmm. and that's what I can say to everybody right now. Barb, again, the event that's coming up next week, I don't know if you mentioned what time it's going to be, but it's a Thursday evening.
Correct,
thing, right?
From 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay.
We're going to have a very small program, probably won't be over 15 minutes, but Candy will be talking about how the monies donated will help the support services at the center.
Yeah, and I actually had that written down as a question, explain what the support services are so people understand why this is such an important event.
Yeah, support services from the beginning, 17 years ago when we developed the Community Cancer Center, support services has been a integral part of our care of our patients and our caregivers. We have an amazing supportive care team which consists of myself, a full-time social worker, oncology social worker, a full-time oncology certified dietitian, a breast health navigator who is a nurse who works primarily with our breast cancer patients and their families, and a chaplain to address and help with our spiritual support for our patients and caregivers. In addition, we have a resource center in the building, and we have online access for our patients, Cancer Help Online Patient Resource, which is a wonderful tool. We have books and handouts, a lot of good information to help guide our patients through this journey. Support groups are another component of our supportive care. We have a number of groups that assist our patients with advanced cancer to breast cancer, prostate cancer. We have groups for our children and teens of our cancer patients. We have a wellness approach as well, and that program is called Renew, which addresses the wellness, nutrition, and exercise for our patients undergoing treatment and into their survivorship years.
You have all the bases.
All
here,
the bases. We
and a
even
couple
have
of them
yoga.
More than,
we have.
Is that right?
Yes. So we have a number of things.
You know, and in your position as being a social worker, and you talk to people who have cancer every day, and you, what do you tell them, or what do you hear from them that they need? Maybe that's a better way of looking at it, because I'm betting that not. Two patients aren't alike of what they need as far as support or information that they need, and that's why your team is there, and that's a good word for it. A team is there to help them through this.
Mm-hmm. I think the primary thing most individuals are looking for is just someone to talk to and someone who will listen and help navigate them and guide them through this catastrophic event that has happened in their life, not only them personally, but all of those individuals, be it their family members, their coworkers, their neighbors, their church families, everyone that encompasses an individual is affected by their cancer diagnosis. And it's just nice to have this incredible team, their medical team, and their supportive care team there to help them every step of the way.
And that's what the fundraiser is going to be about, to help financially support what's going on there. That's wonderful. Do you, I'm just going to, it kind of hit me while we were talking a while ago, do you ever incorporate or ask folks who are cancer survivors to come and sit and talk to people and just listen and say, I know where you're at, I understand what's going on? Is that part of this, or could it be part of this?
Well, we actually, on the evening, Thursday evening, we are having one of our patients who is so excited about wanting to give back, and she is coming to actually speak to the individuals about how the services have helped at the Community Cancer Center have helped her and her family. So, but yes, on that note, through our support groups, we have a number of reach programs for, I definitely try and hook up any individual with any type of cancer with another person that has been down that road. And there are a number of organizations locally and nationally that we can kind of connect them to another person.
And that's the key part right there, is your ability to connect and put the people who have cancer. And I'm glad you said this. It's not just the person who has the disease. Cancer reaches people who don't have the disease just as hard sometimes, because you don't know what to say. You don't know how to help. You don't know what to do. And that's where you get professionals like you to step in and say, okay, here's an idea.
Right.
And let it go there. That's absolutely wonderful. Let me ask you kind of a personal question, but it's something that I wonder about often. Is how in the world can you keep your head on straight when you're talking to people? And this is the important part, again, about helping to support folks like you that that do a job that is just incredibly hard to do sometimes. How do you not take this home with you and grind on it and feel bad and keep your sanity about everything?
Yeah, that's probably one of